They seem commonplace now. Challenge grants, crowdsourcing, citizen science. But just a few short years ago, these approaches to solving problems seemed revolutionary to federal managers. One person behind the sea change, Jen Gostetic. She's the Small Business Innovation Research Program Executive at NASA. She started her federal career barely 2 years ago at the Office of Science and Technology Policy. For her work on these new approaches, she's also a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals program, and she joins me now. Jen, good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
We've all learned a lot, I guess, in the federal government about how this whole thing works. Did you ever think that those ideas, challenge grants and so forth, would catch on so widely?
I think one of the challenges with challenges is that it's a new way of doing business for the federal government. So a big challenge in trying to get more and more use of these tools across the government is more people that know how to use them. So I think early on, when we only had a couple dozen or a few people that had been experimenting with these tools, you can only scale so much. But over the last, seven, 8 years, as we've been pushing more and more for the use of these tools across the government, you've just seen a critical mass of people that are now trained in, aware of, and using these tools, in addition to being available to help mentor others. So really, I think we saw the turning point when there was a critical mass of people with the skills in the federal government that knew how to use these tools, teaching others how to use them.
Now, you have personally overseen or been involved with quite a number of these types of projects. I think it's 50?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do any stand out in your mind as particularly interesting or particularly, I guess, efficient in what they were able to produce with the effort required?
One of the beauties of this job is that when I was in this role was that I built a library of examples in my head that, depending on what it was that a federal agency was trying to accomplish, there was certainly at least one example of another agency that had tried and succeeded in doing something quite similar. If I say if you've seen one prize, you've seen one prize. It's not like they're very cookie cutter at all. So I certainly have ones that I think are particularly interesting or doing really cool things, but it's kind of like a parent will tell you, you know, they don't have a favorite child. I like all of my prizes that I've worked with and citizen science and crowdsourcing projects, but there are certainly some that have achieved some pretty remarkable outcomes.
Well, just tell us about one or two of them, maybe.
So depending on what it is that you're looking to do with a prize competition, there's a variety of different types of examples. So for one I particularly like is one that NASA actually ran several years ago called the NASA Mars Balance Mass Challenge. In that particular challenge, the agency was looking for ideas for things we could do with the mass, the large 100-kilogram chunks of mass that we throw off during the landing sequence onto the surface of Mars. As many of you likely know, landing on Mars is hard for many reasons, but one of the reasons it's hard
I've never tried it personally, but it sounds hard.
Right, most of us have not. But when you're trying to land on the surface of Mars, the atmosphere is super thin, so it's not like landing on Earth. You have to actually slow down using a lot more than just the pure atmosphere in order to slow you down to a speed where you're not going to crash into the surface. So we throw off weight during the landing sequence. And that weight, we thought, could potentially be used for scientific and technical value and not just be large weights that we're throwing off during the descent sequence. So we did a challenge on Innocentive, one of the platforms that NASA works with, in order to identify ideas for other things to do with this mass. And the guy that ended up winning this particular challenge was from a tiny town in Rising Star, Texas. Had never worked with NASA before and ended up being able to travel out to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory for NASA, and present his ideas to the Mars 2020 team, the team that is developing the next Curiosity-like rover for the surface of Mars. So that's an example of ideas literally coming from anywhere with a prize competition and engaging people that have not really been engaged in these hard problems in the past that bring new perspectives to bear on old problems.
And from a town called Rising Star.
Yes, exactly.
We're speaking with Jen Gostetic, the Small Business Innovation Research Program Executive at NASA. And now that you're back at NASA, let's talk about what you're doing there, Small Business Innovation Research. It sounds somewhat allied with your earlier type of work.
Yes, so that's one of the reasons why I was so excited to come back to this program. It engages primarily small businesses and entrepreneurs. So the individual garage inventors and creative folks and citizen scientists that I was engaging while at the White House and in my prior NASA job are not necessarily the bulk of the folks that I am engaging through the SBIR and STTR programs, but we are still, through this program, through nearly $200 million a year in award funding, working with small businesses across the country to address science and technology research and development topics that are of great importance to NASA to try to help solve problems that we need to address a wide variety of our missions while also working hard to commercialize the results of that research for broader use in other markets.
It strikes me that a lot of the small businesses that you might be dealing with are different from the typical small business federal contractor, where they do something quite regular and needed in a repeated manner by the government, but they just do it as a small business platform because of the contracting advantages. You're talking about companies that may never even have thought of doing business, perhaps, with the federal government.
Well, the nature of the SBIR and STTR programs is that what we're fundamentally doing is research and development. And so we're looking to engage small businesses in actual research and the development of technologies and approaches that we haven't seen before, that we really want to work with small, nimble, agile companies to address, that they could end up downstream selling those technologies to NASA, to our prime contractors, or to a variety of other marketplaces. But there's a number of different companies that we've worked with that we funded through the SBIR program. For example, a company named Made in Space that does 3D printing on the International Space Station. That's a company that was a startup that got seed funding through the SBIR program that now actually has a 3D printer on the International Space Station and is working to send up another, working towards enabling us to actually create what we need when we need it in space, as opposed to having to send up every part prefabricated, anticipating any potential issue that we could run into.
So you have Made in Space. I wonder if there's anything on the horizon that could be called Grown in Space, like tomatoes or something.
That is actually another great example of an SBIR company that we have funded. There's an experiment right now up on the International Space Station called Veggie that is actually for growing fresh food in space. And the company that is behind the Veggie experiment is also another SBIR-funded company.
In your career, which has been several agencies now or back and forth, what have you learned about what is possible in the federal government? Because it seems like you have pushed the boundaries vis-a-vis the old-fashioned let a requirement out, get a big contract, have a program late and over budget, and so on. That whole paradigm seems to have been upended by you and the people you've trained.
There is so much passion and creativity in the federal government. The challenge is finding it where it is and allowing those people to feel empowered to try something a little different. And some of that is because, for example, with prizes and challenges, people just didn't know that that approach existed. So much of the work that I did for about 5 years in prizes and challenges and crowdsourcing and citizen science, which is the work that the community, I feel like I'm representing the community of folks that have worked on that work through the SAMMYs this year, that was an effort of education and training and increased awareness across the federal government to get more people aware of those tools even existing for them to use. But I am constantly amazed at the number of people within the federal government that want more tools to get more better through their jobs. It's just making sure that we find ways to be able to reach those folks and create an environment where they feel supported and are able to pursue those creative approaches within their programs.
And just a question on the research types of contracts that you are putting out there. There are several other ARPAs, you know, advanced research projects, agencies or activities across the government, intelligence, energy, of course, DOD and a few others. DHS, I think, has one. Do you all talk to one another to make sure that maybe there's you don't overlook possibilities for cross-pollinating there?
Yes, most definitely. And that is one of the aspects of this job that I've been the most excited about is cross-agency collaboration in SBIR and STTR programs across the federal government. There's a number of them. I believe there's over 10 different agencies that actually have funding available to small companies through SBIR and STTR programs. And the SBA, the Small Business Administration, does coordinate a lot of the interagency work. We meet monthly with a group of all the program managers from all of the agencies. agencies working to try to increase coordination and the agency or the government-wide look at interfacing with small businesses through R&D grants and contracts. So there is a great community of folks in the federal government working on SBIR and STTR constantly thinking about how we can make this funding source a more forward-leaning seed fund for America's small businesses.
Are you still having fun?
I am having so much fun. It's great to learn an entirely new program. This program was actually authorized before I was born. So 2 months before I was born, this program started. So it's the first time that I've actually worked on a program that's older than me. Most of my career has been focused on new stuff, prizes, challenges, which arguably aren't that new. I mean, they were the tools of kings and queens back in the 16th and 17th century, but they are certainly newly in vogue within the government in the last decade. Whereas with SBIR and STTR, this is a program that's been operating for quite some time, and a lot of change has happened in the world in the last 33 plus years. And the program continues to evolve to find ways to be more efficient and effective in supporting small businesses and getting the most innovative research and development into not only the government R&D pipeline, but also the commercial marketplace.
Well, good to have you breathing more life into that old program. Jen Gostetic is the Small Business Innovation Research Program Executive at NASA and a finalist in this year's Service to America Medals Program. Jen, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.